Hello, everybody. So happy and excited again to be among you, and thank you for having the opportunity to review the messages of Jesus Christ, the teachings of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much, Dorothy, for tolerating this mess of stuff. It was all my fault. Not I take responsibility. We were about to have sessions with Stephen to just manage the verses, but it's so interesting that I didn't find the time, actually, due to being too busy. But it is so interesting that when your plan is to review the teachings of Jesus Christ, everything matches automatically. It was so interesting that they started to read the verses first. I didn't know which readings they are going to, but it exactly matches what I am planning to review today together. Jesus loved to answer a question with another question. And today I have a big bag of questions. I hope my questions will help us defend what we believe against those who challenge our faith and will help us get closer to the teachings of Jesus. This follows on my last message in October. If you remember, in that message I asked, what do we expect from God? What did Jesus come to do? And what will God do and what won't he do? People who don't believe try to discourage us from following Jesus by asking questions like, why do we need God? Why bother to search for him? And they suggest that looking for God will be bad for us. I respond to those questions with my own questions. Why shouldn't I seek God and try to follow him? Why should I live without God? And why avoid something which benefits me so much? I want to answer three most important questions. Again, I have more questions, of course, as I said, which clarify and justify our relationship with God. From now on, when I say each other, on one side I mean God, on the other side I mean myself, we. But my last each other at the end means each other, we together. So focus on this part, please. In any relationship, there are at least two sides. So, in our relationships with God, or any relationship, sorry, first of all, we ask, how well do we know each other? First question. What do we expect from each other? And how much do we care for each other? These are the three questions that I'm going to focus on for today. I'm going to answer, how well do we know each other? What do we expect from each other? And how much do we care for each other? First, let's go to question one. How well do we know each other? As we read in Ephesians 1, Paul says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. From our birth, we begin to try and understand our world and our God. Over time, we have developed fields of study to answer different questions. Sociology, politics, psychology, linguistics, physics, and chemistry. These studies have tried to make our life easier. If we seek God, we want to get to know him better. to build a deep and fruitful relationship with him. How? We learn about him through the Bible, and also we look for traces of his involvement in our lives and in our world. God knows us very well. So from the point of view of knowing each other, God knows us very well because he has created us. He has proved the purity of his love by dying for us. God is absolutely committed to saving us. He knows us. He knows how we are made. He knows that whatever wrong we do, whatever wrong we say, we are his children. And he can always make a way for us to come back to him. He knows my strength and my weakness. He knows what's good for me and what's bad for me. He knows when I am ignorant and when I am searching for him. He sees when we reach out for him. He smiles and helps us to find him. We find him as we read his word, come to church, save each other, preserve through life's difficulties, and love each other. So, comparing from the first point of view, he knows us much better than we do. Mm-hmm. This is the first step in our relationship. Let's go to the second question. So, after knowing each other in a relationship, expectations begin. So, what do we expect from each other? Jesus once was asked, which was the greatest commandment in the Old Testament? He replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. As we read in Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 to 40. So you can see, God expects us to love him with all our heart, soul, strength and mind, and to love others as we love ourselves. He expects us to love others as Jesus loved us. God expects us to accept his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as our Savior. He expects us to give our love, our lives to him, and as we trust and obey him, to develop the character of Christ. God expects us to love. So he doesn't expect us to do something very hard. God expects us to love. Something soft, something nice, something that gives us comfort and peace of mind. Now, let's go and think about what we expect from our loved ones. We hope they will understand us and love us in return. We can show that love in different ways. By smiling at each other, by giving gifts, by being together, and by helping each other when life is difficult. So, this framework of expectations, if we just compare it with what God has done for us, is something incomparable. We are always complaining about things in our lives. But can you hear any complaint from the God side? But God never lets us down or abandon us. He is always with us and provides all we need, even when we ignore him. Even when we ignore him. Sometimes we doubt God's goodness toward us, and that can affect our love for God. But God's love on the other side for us never changes. It's very difficult to prove that we are true lovers, isn't it? God's love is true love, unconditional love, love that isn't broken when we mess up. God's love for us is so much greater than our love for God. Yeah, really it is. So we talked about knowing each other based on that knowing each other, how much to expect each other. And now let's go to the last step to prove what we have done in this relationship through how much care. The last question, how much do we care for each other? In 1 John, we learn about God's love for us, chapter 4, 7 to 12. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. How are we to respond to a love like this if we want to keep the relationship that is all full of benefit for us? What is our sacrifice for him? Our time, our energy, our money. God has done something truly amazing for us. No one can deny. How can we respond to someone who loves like God loves us? How can we respond to someone who loves like God loves us? God has sent his Son to us. Now, please look at the level of caring. God has sent his Son to us. His Son died for our sins in our place. We deserve death. We deserve death. But he was crucified. What more could he do to demonstrate his love and care for us? And all he asks from us in return is to trust him, to love him, and to love each other. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for being with us. Thank you very much for accepting us as a member of the family. No, it's not just making some noise, Duncan. Thank you very much for playing with our souls, with all my souls, and refreshing our souls. Thank you very much, each of you, for our kind faces, smiles on your faces. Thank you very much, as I said again, Dorothy, for tolerating the difficulties. And thank you very much for the opportunity I was given. Let's pray for each other, please. Dear Lord, we are in a world full of denials, full of difficulties, full of problems, as we can see every day in different countries. Diseases, problems in systems of governments, problem that too much ambitious cause people cause to the other ones, dictators. And the only thing that you just advise us to do is loving each other something against all the difficulties and problems that we can see in our world. And this is the only true way of being saved. Help us to remove all things from our mind that are barriers to your love. Help us to be with our friends, to know each other, to know the teachings of Jesus Christ in a level that can set our expectations and caring for us in that level. And love each other forever. Amen. Thank you very much.